Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Mark, I don't want to steal your thunder as the ambassador to the alley.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Electrical current. Tape to their nipples.
And James Strebel.
He's weird, man. He's a weird dude.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
He has an innate ability to change every topic, every subject to U of L. For instance.
Or anti-Kentucky.
Exactly.
All right, 5 o'clock hour, as always, presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors, Cox'sLouisville.com, and they're delivering right now. So Cox'sLouisville.com, get all those beer, wine, spirits, all that premium cigar, that goodage, there we go.
All of it.
And they hang out with us every 5 o'clock hour here on ESPN 680 105.7. Rick Bozich going to join us here in just a second. Jack is talking to Rich. He's chatting him up about IU basketball.
I'm telling you right now, those two are having a conversation.
I know exactly what's going on. He's smiling.
Laughing.
Look at him beam over there. Look at that face beam.
I can see a halo over his head.
Talk a little Chicago baseball, a little IU basketball. I know what's going on.
That's the next podcast idea.
It's a great Grossman podcast and idea. I know what's going on over there. You're picking Dr. Bo's mind.
Yeah.
I know
what's
happening. Rick Bozich joins us here in the 5 o'clock hour on this Thursday. Rick, was Jack hassling you about Indiana basketball? What was going on there? We saw him talking for quite a while.
We're exchanging ideas about the proficient three-point shooting of Indiana basketball, which was also epitomized by Armaan Franklin's remarkable debut with the Virginia Cavaliers as they lost to Navy.
I forgot he went to Virginia. Well, that makes it even better. Jack, it's a blind spot for me.
I think he hung a 2 for 11 in that game.
2 of 11 and 1 of 7 from 3. Lock DM'd me yesterday morning about it, Andy.
Jerome Hunter hung a 1 for 8 for Xavier, so it's a virus, man.
Well, there's still some of the virus there. They shot 16% from 3. Jack hates Miller Kopp, but I don't want to lead with Indiana. No, I would say no offense to the Hoosiers, but it is offense to the Hoosiers. We'll get to Indiana. I know you wrote about it. We'll get to Indiana here in just a second. Champions Classic, did you take the good out of Tuesday night for Kentucky, or maybe a little bit more of the bad Tuesday night for Kentucky?
I didn't see the game because I was driving back from Bloomington, so I was listening to Leach and Pratt. When they cut the lead there in the second half and got within 5, they showed a lot of grit. They couldn't seal the deal. Wheeler, would he have 7 turnovers? That's a little bit of a problem. I'm not a big Wheeler fan.
Really?
I have been. No.
Okay.
He's okay at Georgia. I think Ty Washington needs to be the guy. Duke's really good. I mean, Duke's got one and done's again. Duke has the best one and done's this year. And Banchero, might be the best player in the country? I think he's better than Timmy in terms of his total package as a player. So you want to win the game, but, you're playing on that stage, first game of the year against Duke, and you were competitive the whole game. It wasn't great, but it was a good performance by them. And we're not going to really know that much about Kentucky again to what, Notre Dame? Aren't the rest of the – I looked on Ken Pomp's
maybe
their win probability is like 98% for their next 4, 5, 6 games.
Yeah, but I could still – see, we're talking around the office. I can't wait to see what the line is going to be on Friday.
Yeah.
Because, there's a chance. I mean, I could see Kentucky come out flat and winning by 15 or something like that. Winning by 18, not covering the
Moore?
Yeah, not covering the number. Or they could win by 50. I could be totally wrong. I mean, one of the narratives I had is, now this is changing a little bit. If Shaedon Sharpe comes in here at mid-semester, and if he ends up playing this year, for sure the guys along with him that they're bringing next year, when these lists come out, maybe even the Champions Classic, freshmen, you're going to have Kentucky is going to be well represented on these freshman lists. My takeaway was that Calipari had to sit there and grind his teeth. They had to honor K. Everyone had to bend the knee to Coach K. He went out and got beat by Coach K. It looked like for parts of the game that Kentucky was not in the weight class of Duke. And then after the game, Cal had to answer questions about Banchero and about K and everything else. And, you know, in the end, we're talking about Duke's freshmen. We're talking about Duke's players. We're talking about Duke being one of the best teams. And Kentucky has a fine team. They have very good players. And some of their players could turn into, like Ty, to be great players this college basketball season. But that game one, NYC, Madison Square Garden, that had nothing to do with Kentucky or John Calipari. They were not a percentage of that story. Their freshmen didn't show up. They showed they don't have any depth on the front line, and everything was about Duke, and Kentucky fans do not want to bend the knee to Duke, and on Tuesday night, they had to. That was my takeaway.
I can't disagree with anything you said. I mean, it was the latest evidence of that Coach K, whenever he made the switch in 2014, 2015, to take the roadmap that Cal had begun or started or stamped as his own, and he took it away from him. And most of the years since then, he's gotten the better freshman in Kentucky. And this year, that's the case in his final year. Now, Cal's moved ahead of Shire for next year, and then Kentucky has better freshmen than Duke has for next year. But yeah, this year, I mean, I didn't think the point guard who played that great game, that he was supposed to be like wasn't his recruiting ranking like top 25.
He's 23. Yeah, he's ranked 23 in 247, but he was much better than that.
What I listened to during the game, I mean, Leach and Pratt were raving about him, saying how he was like a tank. I mean, really strong physically, really determined, and really super competitive. And Kentucky really had no answer for him. And Banchero is everybody knew how good he was, and he lived up to the hype. So, yeah, that had to be tough for him to see that Coach K has taken Coach Cal's playbook and beat him with it.
The Coach K love. I think I know how you're going to answer this, but I'm not totally sure. Kentucky and Louisville fans are already, you know, upset. They're already talking about it. They're already tired of it. And there's no doubt BBN is after what happened on Tuesday. How are you? I don't want to say going to cover, but what's going to be your reaction to the love and the narratives and the national story that's going to be Coach K the rest of the way?
I'm going to get tired of it too, but I'm not. I understand it. It's, and resistance is futile. That's the way it's going to be. And there'll be a few people out in the media that'll probably take shots at him, but for the most part, network television isn't going to. And every time he goes somewhere, it's going to be a big deal. It's going to be like the Derek Jeter farewell tour, or wherever, everywhere he went, somebody's going to give him some kind of a gift, and he's going to get his moment and standing ovation and the whole deal. And then everybody's going to try and be the one who stops him from winning an NCAA championship. That's when it'll get annoying, is once it gets in the tournament. CBS is going to hyperventilate over everything that he does. I mean, every game they play will be in prime time, and it'll be Coach K, Coach K, Coach K, and that's what the NCAA tournament's going to be. That's when I'll probably get sick of it.
Well, you'll be at a pod. You won't have to worry about it, unless you're at the Duke pod, of course, whichever one they'll be a part of, whichever one's right next to their campus.
You got to be honest, like, it's such an end of an era. I mean, the guy's...
Oh, he's one of the greatest ever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and what he's done, and, you know, not only in college basketball, but, you know, with the Olympic team and all the great players he's had and all the great games he's been involved in. I mean, he deserves it. It's understandable. It just doesn't make it easier for people that want to beat him not to get tired of it. But he's coming...
It'll be interesting what Louisville does, what kind of gifts they give him or whatever. But that'll be a fun night when he's here. It should fill the place up and create a great atmosphere.
Rick Bozich with us here on ESPN 680 105.7. One more on Kentucky before we get to U of L, IU, and Jack might want to talk, I don't know, Chicago baseball. Hot Stove League. I don't know what's going on. The owners' meetings. Who are the Mets going to have as their GM? I said, and I know Strebel's tired of hearing this, that actions speak louder than words, and the actions over the summer in the offseason, you know, Kentucky was bringing in Kofi Coburn, and it looked like that was going to happen, and then Jalen Duren, who, of course, went to your favorite coach, Rick, and Penny Hardaway there in Memphis, and yeah. And so the action, it looked over the summer that, hey, this is the rich getting richer super team, and after Tuesday night, it's a necessity. If Shibue has an injury, if he has foul trouble, like he did in the first half on Tuesday night, Kentucky has nothing on that front line right now that it traditionally, a traditional big that you can go to. Shibue is a beast. He's a man. Damon Collins is not ready. Lance Ware is very limited. I don't know what they do with Bryce Hopkins. During the offseason, had I known how bad they needed Dern and Kofi, I think it would have been a different discussion. Do you have any opinion on that? Action speaking louder than words, and it kind of came into fruition on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, they do have an issue with backup center in the front court. And Ware is, he's just a guy. I mean, he's limited. He's big and strong, but he's not super athletic or skilled. So he can give you, like, some things that you need out of a big man, but not everything. And he's going to struggle against superior talent, and he's going to run up against superior talent against better teams in the games that, you know, they're going to need to win in the NCAA tournament. But, and I agree, Collins doesn't look physically ready, and I don't know what to think about Hopkins because I haven't seen enough of him. So, yeah, they need Shibue to stay healthy and stay out of foul trouble because you're right, he is a beast, man. He's a double-double machine, and he's super – I like that guy. He's a blue-collar – you know, he's a grinder, he's a fighter, and he's going to have – I think he's going to have a really good year for Kentucky.
He's better than what I thought, to be quite honest. He's better than I didn't think he'd go out and, like, anytime he didn't get a rebound when he was in the game, I'm like, damn, he didn't get the rebound.
It was surprising.
It seemed like he got every single one. Yeah, he's a little bit better, but he's the only one up there. Now, I took it as if they got Jalen Duren or they got Kofi Coburn, that it was just going to be almost a super team type of thing, that an embarrassment of riches, that Cal doesn't even need these guys, but in reality, it was necessity. Damian Collins right now, his body is just not going to play in some games. I mean, just the way he is built is not going to play. And Bryce Hopkins was, what, a top 40 recruit? I mean, that's not the kind of guy. That's more of a 2 or 3 year player, maybe the PJ Washington type mold you would see with him. And Lance Ware, you said, is limited. He's fine. He can hustle. Put him in there for 8, 9, 10 minutes. He'll get a bucket or two.
He had a nice block
the other night. A couple rebounds. Some energy off the bench. He'll mix it up. But that's about all. That's about all you're going to get. Rick Bozich with us. Let's go to U of L. I want to get back into this when we get done here, Rick. And there's a show called Temptation Island, and it's a bunch of hot, sexy singles that all go to an island, and they're lured by each other's bodies.
Yeah.
Well, that's Chris Mack right now. The temptation to reach out to Mike Pegues to say, hey, what are we going to do here? I don't know. Louisville has like 10, 11 guys, and they're going to have to cut that down a little bit, and they have better players coming off the bench that are starting. Jalen Withers had an off night. I wasn't expecting that. And then Malik Williams didn't start. So what did you make of the cards? I know Eric wrote about it. What did you make of the cards the other night?
I'll have to be honest. I was surprised that they had that much trouble with Southern. What, weren't they only hit like 4 or 5 points, like 5 or 6 minutes into the second half?
Oh, yeah. It was a game for, what would you say, Jack, 25, 30 minutes? Something like that, about that. You know, it became apparent later in the second
Louisville
half
was better,
that Kentucky was going to win. It was just a matter of, is it going to be double figures? You knew they weren't going to cover the spread for quite a while.
Thank God they got Cross and they got Locke because those guys produced. I was stunned that Withers didn't really, and he pretty much had a donut, right? What do you have, like 3 points?
Played 2 minutes in the second half.
Yeah, 3 points. Yeah,
I mean, it was weird. And Malik Williams not starting, that was strange. And they also struggled shooting the ball from three. What was it, 25%? I think it was 7 for 28 or something like that. So, yeah, they had some issues. And they play, Furman now, and then they play the Navy that just beat Virginia.
Yeah. And Furman made 22 threes the other night. They were like 22 of 44, yeah. Which old-timers have to hate. The three-point line, they shot 44 threes, Rick. Did Furman.
I looked them up. Like last year they had a winning record, and then like for the 3 years prior to that, I think they had over 20 wins 3 years in a row. And they've got a track record in the Southern Conference of being a winning program. So I think this could be a competitive game if Louisville doesn't play better. And maybe, obviously, they went crazy making threes against Virginia. So the next two games would be a good test. I mean, Louisville's going to have to play better than it's going to play against Southern University. And get more out of L. Ellis, get more out of Withers for sure, get more out of Malik Williams. I mean, Malik Williams has been the guy that has been praised for his leadership and his, you know, staying around for all this time, and then for him not to start during the game, I thought that was strange.
Yeah, what Louisville does with their starting lineup to me is going to be interesting. And then on top of it, and Rick Bozich with us, is like how much leeway does Mike Pegues have to make fundamental changes? And I know they would be short-term changes, but to change the lineup, have 2-3 different guys in the lineup, right? Because we knew that Malik not starting and Sidney Curry being in there, that was decided before Chris Mack was suspended. They said that during the broadcast, but now it's kind of like Pegues's, you know, it's Pegues's time out there. So we shall see. Yeah, Furman, I think Kempom had it at about 11-point game.
That's what
it was. We talked about that earlier. Yep. So, yeah, you could be looking at a very similar game. What scared me the most is just Louisville's guards didn't look better than Southern's guards. And they have to. I mean, they have to look better than much better people than yeah. Southern. You were in Bloomington on Tuesday night as well. I mean, listen, Indiana played half that game. They're lucky to win that game. There's a lot of same old Indiana. Couldn't shoot a three, 60% from the line. Hey, Trace Jackson Davis, bail us out by being a monster, especially at the end. And so Mike Woodson, the era begins with a 1-0 tally, if you will. It got hairy there. I think that's what someone said after the game. What did you make of the Hoosiers on Tuesday night?
You know, they came out and hit two of the first three shots from three and then went 2 of 21 the rest of the way. So same old stuff. Finnessy can't make a three. Miller Kopp didn't make any threes.
Jack
Peter
hates
Johnson,
him.
I think made one.
Jack hates huh? Miller Kopp.
Miller Kopp.
Yeah,
he
Jack,
does.
Come on.
Yeah, I don't think he should be starting.
There you go.
Thank you, Rick.
Off the bench guy.
He screamed.
I think he should be a come off the bench.
Jack
guy.
Was in here on Tuesday screaming, Rick.
He was angry.
He was yelling and screaming about Miller Kopp.
They need to start Bates. He's a freshman. He's talented, and I think he needs to get in there and play more. He didn't play enough the way I saw it. I mean, they played really good defense in the first half, and then the second half it just fell apart. And, yeah, you're right. It was a one-point game there with, like, what, 3 minutes to go, and Xavier Johnson made that driving layup to kind of give him some breathing room. But until they fix the shooting issues, it's going to be the same old thing. So the one thing I'll say about Woodson is, unlike Archie, when the dudes – didn't make threes, he didn't jerk them. So I think he's trying to get the message through to them that threes are part of the game. You're going to have to shoot them. I think you can make them. I don't care if you miss them. Keep shooting them. Now, will it work if you have bad shooters? I don't know, but I think he's trying to change a mindset within a team of don't be afraid to take a shot. I'm not going to pull you out of the game if you miss them. So I think that is a factor in this.
Sounds like Calipari. I said that earlier today. Mike, hey, just keep shooting threes, Race Thompson.
You can't make them all, but you can't miss them all.
Yeah, and that's what Calipari told Ty Washington.
Yeah.
Listen, you can miss some shots. You just can't miss every single one that you shoot. And he did for about 18 minutes of the game.
How did he miss, Ty Washington?
Oh, was he
like 2 for 9 or something like that?
Maybe three for 10.
He had 9 points.
He had one that hit the front rim, Rick, and it just lay and just flopped over.
Yeah,
if
I
you
think
will.
He, I think you
like a hit, beer gut, like our beer guts here in the studio.
Yeah, he had 9 points.
Flopped over. I mean, when you watch him shoot him, does it look like a guy who can make him, or does he look like a guy that he shouldn't be taking that?
He was 3 of 14.
Ooh. He can shoot. I've seen him make them before. He can shoot. He's good shooting that game.
You saw it in AAU tapes or something like that.
No, I saw
Strieble
it.
Loves ties.
Exhibition games, scrimmage. The blue and white scrimmage.
The blue white scrimmage.
He had like 18 in.
He's a bust. It's okay.
He's not a bust.
He's
a bust. One game. Rick, he's not a bust.
Rick, I dare you write the column. Ty Ty is a bust. And you knew it the first time you saw it. Write the column. You want some clicks? There you go.
You get a lot of clicks, Rick. You really would.
You'll get assaulted online like our friend Pat Forty, but
BBM,
you know,
would come right at you.
Yeah, it would be worth it. What interests you? This
guy is the next BJ Boston.
There it is.
There it is, right there, Rick. There's your lead.
I've banned Kentucky football from the show after that Tennessee debacle. We're not allowed to talk about him.
I was there, man. I was there.
So I'm just all encompassing question then. Kentucky gets Vanderbilt. I would assume WDRB doesn't want to pay hazard pay for someone to go to Nashville to cover that game. Don't send John Lewis to that, okay?
Please.
Be easy on my man, JL. So you have that. You have Louisville that is in a spot to where they have to win, but if they win, it's not going to move the needle. But if they lose... if they lose on on Lamar Day, it's going to be an absolute debacle. And so football's in an odd spot. Kentucky will beat Vanderbilt. We know that. That's not going to count for anything. Anything interests you this weekend with the local football teams?
The Louisville game interests me a lot. I mean, what are they favored by? One, I think. I mean, I think it is a must win. You're bringing Lamar in here. You're juicing the crowd. You're having this big ceremony. And it's a game you got to win if you're going to become bowl eligible. Because let's say you beat Duke next week, and that's a Thursday night game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then if they don't beat Syracuse, they would have to beat Kentucky to become bowl eligible. They could do it, but I would think Kentucky would win that game. So it would be 6-6 is the absolute minimum I think Satterfield can afford to go this year to retain the support that he even has right now. If he goes 5-7, you're going to have more people losing interest and not coming to games, I think, because there'd just be so many games that would be 50-50 games that they didn't win. And wondering, and with the recruiting being the way it is, and there's just not a whole lot of sizzle around the program, that you're bringing Lamar back, you're reminding people of the way it used to be, and then if you can't beat Syracuse, who's a team that Lamar dominated, that's not a good look.
They're a 3-point favorite, Louisville.
Yeah, I think it's a field goal. Yeah,
it's up to
a field goal.
Yeah.
So that means they're even, right? Because they're at home.
Yeah.
So then the Vegas basically considers them equal.
Basically, yeah.
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 One's 5-4, the other one's 4-5. So, yeah.
We're in football hell. Rick, listen, we're in football hell. And if we do this thing with the basketball teams, Tuesday I fire up all the TVs, and we got Bellarmine. I always start with them on Big Ten Network Plus with someone 18 years younger than Jack Grossman announcing the game. It's a disgrace. And then you got Indiana looking like Indiana.
Yeah.
No offense to Indiana. Actually, offense to Indiana. You have them looking like Indiana. Louisville's like nip and tuck for 30 minutes with something by the name of Southern, okay?
John Woods.
And then you have, Kentucky just absolutely not looking like they're in the weight class of Duke. That was my Tuesday night coming off a football season where I have Kentucky sinking, I have Louisville almost has sunk, and I have Indiana Rutgers, which I'm not going to put my eyeballs through that, Rick, okay? I care about my vision and my body, and I don't care about my body if you look at it, but I'm not doing that to myself to see Tom Allen and Greg Schiano on Saturday. Like, it's...
Duking it out.
We got to turn things around here, Rick. We got to sacrifice something to the sports gods, right? We got to do something.
Well, I mean...
Like a goat.
I'll just tell you my Saturday night. I mean, I'm sitting up in the press box, and they kick off, and Tennessee has the ball, and I write something down in my notepad, and when I look up, there's this Tennessee receiver streaking down the field. I was like, what happened? And I was like, and then they get the ball back, and
do it again.
The third play, they do it again.
Yeah.
They scored three times. They had four drives of 40 yards or more in less than 45 seconds. I've never seen that before. And then the game's over. And Stoops was steamed. He took a long time to come in the postgame press.
Oh, 25 minutes, Rick.
For him to come in.
Wow.
Somebody had their phone, and, Louisville's on the 2-yard line. It's first and goal. So we're all crowding around this dude's phone watching the game. And 1, 2, 3, 4 plays, they can't get in. And it's like, what is going on here? This is a bad night for football in the Bluegrass.
Yeah. To say the least, the most surprising thing of the weekend was Indiana scored a touchdown. That was it. That's what we had. Was the most surprising thing that they scored one touchdown.
They drove the ball even, right?
I know it wasn't even a fluke. They drove the ball 12 plays. Tom Allen football at the end.
Indiana football does not have a touchdown pass to a right wide receiver in Big Ten play. They've got tight ends, but not a single wide receiver has caught a touchdown pass in Big Ten play. That's hard to
do. Oh, my God!
The Indiana receivers had a total of 2 catches last weekend, and they were both bubble screens.
That's a Mark Stoops. That Mark Stoops would love that.
He would.
He's like, well,
the sad thing is they have the reigning Big Ten receiver of the year on the roster.
He's like, I need to call up Tom Allen and see what he's doing. That's a great idea.
This offense is clicking.
This offense is clicking. What are they doing in Bloomington? They play a game where they don't.
Eddie Grant to replace Nick Sheridan.
There you go. Well, maybe he's already there. Rick, take care. Appreciate the time. We'll talk with you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
All right. There we go. Rick Postage with us.
Just the thought of Eddie Grant and IU just makes me want to puke.
I hope it happens. I want it to happen.
You already got that.
You've got it.
At least right now, there's the hope of he'll fire him and hire someone competent.
You want to sing happy birthday to Brad Calipari?
No.
No, you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
That was a lie.
I don't. They fought.
What is up with one of Strebel's favorite IG models?
Oh.
How about that for a tease?
A tease.
And Chris Mack returns to Temptation Island. I'll explain next.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Here's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Everyone at the radio station is going to have electrical current taped to their nipples.
Oh.
And I am so bleeping tired of hearing, Matt Cross is going to be the guy that everyone else hates, but you love him when he's on your team. Listen, I've heard it 19 times today. I heard it 19,000 times.
At least Matt Cross can hit a jump shot. I'm like Miller Cop.
I don't need to hear it. We all get it.
Yeah.
We all know.
He's got a tune.
We all know you like the attitude white guy.
Yeah.
We all get it. Okay.
And James Strebel.
I love Matt Cross. He's well documented. He's the guy that you love if he's on your team, but hate if he's on another team.
I don't know. I think you even like him when he's on the other team.
Damn you, Rummage! You did that on purpose. I know you did, Rummage.
Did you get the shock?
He did.
He got the shock?
I shocked Rummage's nipples today.
I wish that
the
were
quick
true.
Fade that yeah, like, hate on.
He said nipples.
No, it's fine.
Faded away.
Yeah, faded away. By the way, I got some Ross McMain sound. You want to hear something that he said?
I do want to hear some McMain today.
I got told that this was funny. I have no idea. Don't even look for it. We probably didn't cut it. I'll just play it off my iPad.
All right, I put a little iPad play.
A little iPad play? Jack's been ice. I cut that sound for 30 minutes.
I was sweating.
I listened to every damn word that Ross McMain said.
I made notes.
I lost my sheet here. Ross McMain's talked for 5 minutes?
That's it?
Wait, are these these are just the marks, right? This clip isn't 3 minutes and 55 seconds, is it? Is there a Matt Cross clip that's 3 minutes and 55 seconds? Because if there is, I want to play that to end the show, three-minute clip.
It is 26 seconds.
Okay, it says 3:55,
wow.
And I thought, well, improving pace was 2:40.
That's the time stamp.
Right.
Well, there it is. Okay, I wish you would have talked about Matt Cross for 4 minutes.
We would have ended the show with 4 minutes of Matt Cross.
McMain's just talking Cross.
No, I mean, that's what the fans want.
They love him.
All right, so turn me up here. Let's go. Let's see what happens. Hang on.
Now you get into the half court, right? And, like, we've been talking about as a team, is like, we want this. We want our offense no different than we want it fast up and down. We want it fast in the half court from one action to the next, like a metronome. You know what I mean? A fast metronome, right? Where it's bop, 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 not bop.
Oh,
bop. Awkward silence. You know what I mean? Like, that thing's got to move. And so it's we got to keep growing in that area.
So, This McMaines guy's great. Oh, look at this. He's changing everything.
Bop, 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 bop. There's your office of guru. Bop, bop, bop.
It's the easiest bait.
Awkward silence.
It's the easiest bait ever.
I mean, they looked as disjointed, discombobulated, not knowing what they were doing on offense in that game as any team in the country. And everybody put Ross McMaines on the pedestal. This is the guy. Mac had to, you know, search for McMaines. And all of a sudden, this is the sound you get. This is what you get.
Bop.
Bop, bop, bop. And the little shiny lights on the side of the wall. Good job, Louisville fans. Way to prop this. This is the golden boy. Way to prop up the golden boy. And he does a press conference.
Chin Coleman have something? What's his thing? Jack, do we know?
Many, many, many.
Yeah, well.
I'd rather have that than
worry about, you know, trying to stay within double digits of Duke at times.
I'd rather have that than bop, bop.
You would rather have Ross McMaines than Chin Coleman.
Oh, God, no.
100%
no.
You would. 100%
have you seen Chin Coleman's glasses? That's a good-looking dude with some fashion glasses.
I haven't
glasses.
Seen him win a game yet.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'd rather have that than bop, 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 bop.
Well, I love how your first thing is we're bagging Chin Coleman's up. I love his glasses.
He's got some nice fashion
you know,
glasses.
Chin Coleman's better than Ross McMaines purely because of his glasses.
That's right. I mean, at least he's not going up there and saying
that's how you end up losing to Duke.
I guarantee you if you gave Chin Coleman time to do a press conference.
But yet you hate Shire. He will. Yes, you hate Shire.
His glasses
for glasses.
He got them at Walmart.
Hey, by the way, Jeff Drummond just tweeted out that Stoops says he understands the fan frustration of being 6-3, but there's still a lot on the table for the Cats.
He doesn't understand.
Yeah, it's called the Music City Bowl, big guy.
Yeah, he doesn't understand.
Yeah, it's called the Music City
Bowl. I mean,
it's called Trip to Nashville with Jason Entz and J.D. Shelburne. That's what it's called.
I don't know what to tell you. It's basketball season for J.D. Shelburne now. It's just Jason Entz.
I mean, if Chin Coleman gave a press conference,
he will when Cal starts skipping out on him in 3 weeks.
But he won't say nonsense words.
Oh, he will.
He won't say baby words. He will. He won't say
That's a metronome.
That's how we run an offense.
You have a metronome?
I don't have a metronome. But this is how we run an offense. We run an offense.
Bop.
Offensive guru.
He's talking about passing.
Oh.
Bop.
Oh, is that what it is?
Pass.
Oh,
pivot. Okay. Bop, yeah. Bop.
That gives me a lot of confidence in my Louisville fan listening to that guy talk about offense. I mean,
you think you're smarter than Ross? Today, Strebel has established he believes he's smarter than Ross McMaines and Jay Billis.
I'm not saying I'm smarter than Ross McMaines, but I guarantee I can give a better press conference than that. Like, you get a question by the media, and you go up there and bop, bop,
you
bop,
would veto.
Bop.
By the way, speaking of veto, your girl Jessica.
Oh, yeah, Bartlett. Yeah. On Instagram.
Such an inside joke. What is Strebel's favorite IG models?
What's she doing?
She was in a meeting today.
A meeting?
Playboy.
Whoa! Step up. Didn't they go away from doing
their baby words? Baby right there, Jack. No. Baby, that's a baby word right there.
But I'm not an assistant basketball coach that people are looking for sound bites and actual information
that you're smarter
from.
Than no, said no,
I am smarter than that assistant basketball coach.
Use your voice for the radio.
Yeah, but I'm not, again, I don't get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to go out there and explain to the media how I run my offense. And then the explanation is bop, bop, bop. Bop, bop, bop. Awkward pause.
Bop, bop.
Bop, bop. I mean, you know.
I mean, I would think a more intelligent... every single bop that you have said in the last 5 minutes, aren't I?
Yeah, you are. But I thought Playboy moved away from nudity. Is that still true or not?
You tell me. I don't know.
I haven't looked into Playboy in 3 decades.
I mean,
that was a lot.
It's not true. It can't be. Well, no one believes.
I thought that was the story, though.
You think that we are going. You are 38?
39. I'll be 40.
Since you were 9 years old, you haven't looked at one of those magazines. You expect
two
any
decades.
Of us. Look at poor Noah, the intern. Not Noah Peterson.
No,
not him. So don't come down to the studio and want to stone Noah.
Or demand he's fired.
He did not work at LSU.
We're going to get him out of here.
He's not from Kentucky, which we need to get to at some point.
L's down.
You being completely stunned. You didn't know that Blank and Baker and Crumbs Revenge
I was stunned
both went
this.
To UK.
Wait, so when did Blank go to UK? I thought he went to Middle Tennessee.
I don't know.
How many colleges did Blankenbaker go to?
Yeah, because I could have sworn, because I made the joke with our guy Mangus earlier today, about Middle Tennessee in the MAG. I was like, you got to score blank over his school keeping Western.
I didn't know he went to UK. Was it for a semester? Was it for an entire year?
Lots to find out.
I just heard Process broke that news to Dan Issel and Mike Pratt.
Yeah.
And they were shocked.
Well, Crumb's Revenge went there. Showed he's your AD. He's a blue man.
All these Louisville guys went to Kentucky.
They experiment at Kentucky.
They did. They dabbled.
They experiment.
Yeah,
Jack
they dabbled
experimented.
A little bit.
He only tells us off the air.
Oh, he did a lot of experimentation.
All the experimentation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now he's not experimenting.
Not anymore.
Right? Yeah. And so there
he's
you
moved
go.
On. He's grown up.
He's grown up. He's found his footing.
He's out of that phase.
He's
of
out
his
of
life.
A phase. Yeah. It's just a phase. He had a phase. He's out of the phase.
Good for you, Jack.
And the Louisville people did some experimenting with a little UK. And then they transferred somewhere else. I don't know what they do.
Yeah. Middle Tennessee State, huh? I thought Blankenbaker was like U of L through and
Middle
through.
Tennessee. Got a great story about that. Somebody's went up there.
Yeah.
I had a buddy who smoked something.
Oh.
Put his head in the refrigerator for 2 hours. Had to cool down.
He got a little hot.
Anyway.
He got a little hot.
I opened the show today. I'm so obsessed with this. I got to be honest. I'm obsessed with this. That Chris Mack, like, I don't know. I want to know the ins and outs here. Because I made Jack, in fact, I don't know how many episodes of Temptation Island there have been on the Wikipedia, how many seasons, like 10 seasons.
We read every episode.
That's all we read every episode. It was only like 3 seasons.
2 seasons.
Really?
Yes.
That's disappointing.
Well, it should have been more.
I think it's still ongoing, though.
Gotcha.
So they're probably filming the third
By the way,
season,
Blank did not go to UK. There
he
we go.
He did not.
Crumb's Revenge did.
Well,
Ramrod did.
Okay, then what? What was the information that Process
was
getting?
What was Bobby talking about?
Process doesn't pay attention to the shows.
Well, that's true. He doesn't. Yeah, that's
the mics,
a good point.
The mics didn't work for the first segment of Abyssal and Pride. And we just sat here. While I'm SOSing. Yeah, while we're drowning.
You're like,
the mics don't work. They have to work. It's one of the only things. Anyway, today, like Tuesday before it all happened, we realize, what are you doing over there? You're doing something.
I'm tweeting something.
What are you doing? What are you tweeting over there?
What are you tweeting?
Wait, Let's stop everything. You can't just say it on the air.
You got to tweet it.
This is McMaine's.
Yeah, it is.
You can't leave it alone. What are you tweeting?
Ross McMaine's explaining the offense. Bop. Bop, 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 bop. Awkward pause. Bop.
Why don't you post that on Cats Illustrated, along with Vince Merrill leaving Kentucky as soon as he can.
Oh, they're mad at us right now, so I can't.
Good.
You know.
I hope they're mad at us. Tell them to bring it on. Tell those blue bellies
those
to bring
blue
it on.
Necks.
Come on. You're on there in Cats Illustrated. Why don't you speak up for us? Why don't you tell them to bring it on? 267-9680.
Call us up.
We'll take Cats Illustrated calls. I got no problem with that. But I'm fascinated in Chris Mack, his last decree before he went on the six-game suspension, 3 weeks, whatever it was, is let's bring Malik off the bench. And that was said during the broadcast. I think even Pegues said that postgame. And so today, Ross McMaine meets with the media, and I think both schools are going to have some assistants do that.
Yes.
Cal's been doing that for many years.
Yeah.
For 6-7 years, at least 5 years, and I think Chris Mack may do that as well. But I made it Temptation Island because Temptation Island was like all the sexy people go to an island.
And then temptation occurs.
And there's temptation.
Yeah.
How does Chris Mack not have temptation right now to contact his coaches? The answer is he does.
Yeah.
But what can they do? Like, is it just his word? Honestly, is it his word? And the reason I say that is we were talking about the WhatsApp that shady college basketball coaches use when we were talking about all the FBI
right.
stuff. But Chris Mack is sitting there, and you know he's got a list, but he doesn't know if his list of things that he would do fixes, lineup, their starting lineup doesn't need to be a joke on Friday.
Yeah, I mean,
okay?
start the best
and
players.
It was a joke the other night, and that's fine. You're motivating. Other guys get some minutes. These are the type of games that Sidney Curry, he can get some playing time. Mason Faulkner, which, by the way, we talked with Ty Spalding, and I agree with him. He's like, you got to shorten this lineup at some point.
Oh yeah, he played way too many guys.
But the thing is, I think Louisville's going to have more trouble than Kentucky. Because John Calipari,
he's got his players.
He will cut some of these guys out. It doesn't matter if they're freshmen, that their parents are going to talk bleeping and they're going to leave. He doesn't care. He is going to trim that down. I got to watch out how I say that.
He already did.
Yeah. Trim that down.
Cameron Fletcher was good for Florida State last night.
He was okay. He lived. Cameron Fletcher, I don't think is trash.
I don't either. I don't either.
You can grimace at that. No, I'm just saying he
was
trash.
He was okay for Florida State. No, I'm with you. I don't think he's a star. No, I don't think he's a star.
I'm not saying he's a star.
Yeah, he's a good contributor. Yeah. I will agree with that. Yeah, I'm not going to knock him. No, not at all.
Anyway. Temptation Island. By the way, Diener says he knew someone who was on Temptation Island.
Oh, really?
That doesn't fully surprise me.
It shouldn't. I knew someone who was on Blind Date. You remember that show?
Oh, yeah.
People will.
You
guys probably won't.
Remember that? Blind Date.
They would have like a dude and like three girls, and it'd be three segments.
They'd all go on dates.
So segment one, they'd go on a date, he'd eliminate one, and vice versa. And there would always, inevitably at the end, there would be a hot tub.
And they'd sit in it.
And there you go.
I knew a girl that was on Blind Date, and so she was like the star, and she had to weed through three guys. So it was like the vice versa. She was the one that they had to impress. Girl I went to high school and grade school with.
How about that?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. She
Dixie
wasn't,
Highway?
Yeah, Dixie Highway. Yep. She wasn't into all the, like, they tried to get, like, all sexy with her and stuff. And she's like, I don't want to do all that.
Isn't that the show?
That is the show, but she was not into that.
But, I mean, this is like
so she
Chris
wasn't a very good star of the show.
Yeah, why did she want to be in the show? I thought that was the whole point of the show.
It was supposed to be, but she definitely pushed back on a lot of things.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Chris Mack is in this situation to where it's like, to me, it's interesting now because we saw them play and Chris Mack was involved with all of the preparation, right? Right up until Tuesday at midnight. They play the game on Tuesday. So for the most part, I'm sure Chris Mack would have had things that he would have done differently within the game. I'm sure that's the case.
Absolutely.
It had to be spinning for Pegues that this is a different starting lineup than they thought they were going to go with all offseason. So that's a difference. And then you have Jalen Withers not be Jalen Withers. Mm-hmm. You're missing shots early. It's an empty arena, and you're sitting back saying, our guards are being outplayed. At some point, it became, much like Kentucky on Tuesday, self-preservation. Kentucky said, hey, finally, Cal's like, I got to bench Ty. We got to go with the other guards.
Right.
I did not think Davion Mintz would play 21 minutes in a game like that, and he did. And so Chris Mack, now this is interesting to me because now this is where the $4 million are made. The adjustments, the rotation, the starting lineup. And he doesn't know what his list of things, how that looks to Mike Pegues's, okay?
Yeah.
And like, is Pegues going to change their lineup? I would imagine he would, and they could have talked about that. But Chris Mack sitting there, and we had fun with it, Temptation Island. Like, how could they catch him?
Like, they couldn't.
If Chris Mack came to me and whispered in my ear to send something to Mike Pegues.
Andy.
Andy. Come on, Blank and Baker. We got to join because Blank wants him to cheat. Blank wants.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Blank
100%.
Has said this. He wants him to reach out in some sort of secret way. Does he get a burner? Like, I'm serious. What's Chris Mack
like
doing
Walter
right
White
now?
Like a Walter White burner.
Does he risk it all right now?
He should.
To reach out to. Well, I mean, it's easy for you to say. You don't have $4 million a year at stake in the reputation shame that would come with being fired by Neely Bendapudi. You don't have any shame in any of this.
But at the same time, I mean, Pegues in that post game press conference admitted he was a little in over his head.
Well, he had to be.
He talked. I mean, he talked about that being nervous.
That game became win or loss.
Yes,
and that's not what it was supposed to be.
And so, like you know, Chris Mack listened to that. He listened to it. He heard what Pegues had to say after that game. Red flags started going off in his head, and it became Temptation Island. Became instead of just like, hey, walking on the beach, strolling hand in hand to we're in swimming suits and bikinis in the hot tub. And the temptation grew. You know what I mean? It went from, hey, it's okay. I might want to reach out, but I'm not going to. I can sit here and watch the game. Then you see what happens.
Then you hear Begeese after the game say, look, I was nervous all day. I has a little, you know, a little in over my head, this, that, and the other. And now Chris Mack is like, he has to be, Andy. He's got to be just climbing the walls. And tomorrow night is going to be tough because, like, as you said, Louisville fans are scared of Furman. They're scared of Navy. They're worried. Chris Mack, like Louisville fans, are worried. He's worried. So what does he do about it? Does he just sit on his hands and go with the flow and say, I can't say anything. I've been told I've got to sit in my basement and just watch this matriculate out?
He's playing
it
right. Chris Mack's playing this right. He's not saying anything.
He's not
tweeting. He's not fanning the flame.
But what I'm saying is...
And that's the right... As much as content-wise... I want it to be opposite.
Yeah.
It's the right thing to do.
He's texted Begeese. He has. It's already happened. I guarantee. And I'm not saying he's wrong for doing it.
Do we have clarification that the WhatsApp, is it tied to your phone?
I don't understand. If you have an app downloaded on your phone and it's not tied to your phone, I don't understand that. I don't understand.
Well, it's tied to your phone, but is it tied to your number? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Because I thought that was the point. Of the shadiness there. Yeah.
Right. I mean, I don't know how it works. I don't know what it is, but I figured if something's on your phone, they could trace it back to your phone. Even if it's not connected to your number, they can still connect it to your phone, right? I mean, I think that's the case. But no, he's contacted Begeese in some way, shape, or form. I don't know how he did it. I don't know if like he made a batch of cookies and said, drop these off on his doorstep, and there's messages in the cookies. Like at the bottom, there's notes. Maybe something like that.
I don't know.
Maybe you baked a cake like they do in prison, and they put a file in the cake.
Like Bobby V does.
No, he lets the cake bake. That's
he
right.
lets the cake like bake for a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, you deliver, like, hey, I got this cake, and you're in prison, and there's a file so you can file out of prison. Is that what he's doing with cookies?
Texas says Ross McMahon's going to bop Cal on the head in December.
Man, y'all got bop.
Texas says, I know a guy that was on Bad Girls Club. Texas says, hey, Pig Daddy, smarter than Billis, better looking than Drew Franklin, LMAO.
Hey, that's right. That's right. Better looking than Drew Franklin, smarter than Jay Billis.
I still can't believe you thought that.
Well, that's smart.
Texas says, does Ross McMahon sound just like TJ Miller? Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I could see that.
Texas says, can Mac ask Cal if he can borrow a burner phone? Cal doesn't do burner phones. Cal has someone else do burner
phones. He's got other people doing burner phones around him. Yeah,
report to him what was said on the burner phone.
Exactly. Cal didn't own a burner phone. He knows how to play this game.
He has peasants to do that.
He's got runners.
Would you cheat for Cal?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I was ready to hit the line.
John Calipari,
cheat for Mike Woodson?
Yes.
If John Calipari DM'd me and said, you had to cheat for me to get Jalen Duren last year, I would have done it.
You would have killed a man.
I would have killed anybody, but I would have bent the rules.
Tomorrow we go through who is in BBN Temptation Island. The moderator is Ryan Lemon.
I like this.
Special appearances by John Wong, Dan Issel,
and Mike Pratt.
Mike Pratt and Oscar Combs. We'll flesh that out a little bit more tomorrow. Podcast will be up soon. Soccer City coming up next.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.